This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. And welcome to what we call Home Sweet Home. Really, originally, this is a culture course that I teach whenever we go in the sixth continent. But obviously, it is copyrighted, so I can't give you the whole thing. But it will be more of a summary or most important components. We'll use some of the material, and inshallah, it will be done in its form next year when I come, inshallah. However, I will give you the most important parts of it, pertaining to the audience that I see in front of me, and it's pretty much the most important steps to have a happy marriage. And you've heard some of it last night. Who was there last night? MashaAllah. That's very good. All right, who's married? Who's not married? Okay, the brothers are not married, stand up, man. I want the brothers that are married, go give him a hug. I'm homophobic, man. Come on, man. You're great. So basically, inshallah, the idea behind it is that I use the three tells method, which simply means that tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them. Then tell them what you told them. So it's, today, inshallah, we'll talk about the most important parts, which is choosing the spouse. And the second part, or the other one? Okay. And the second part, the first one? Is that better? So really the most important part is, as I mentioned before, is being proactive. Okay? So we'll talk about the characteristics of your spouse and what it leads to it. And we're also going to talk about when you find the righteous spouse, inshallah, what are the etiquettes of getting married. A summary and some of the sunnah, inshallah, that we should be reminded of that most of us don't know. And then we're going to talk about deciphering the barrier or the language between the two genders, which I think most of us don't know how to read yet. So once we have that, inshallah, it'll be the bedrock of this beautiful marriage, inshallah. And in the end, as my dear brother mentioned, we will have a recap of what we say, and we have it in a form of a competition. So it will be a competition between the brothers and sisters in the format of questions and answers. So I will be asking you about what we talked about, just in case. So this is now, tell them what you told them, in a form of to make sure that you understood what we talked about. And I will, of course, take on your questions, and I'll take it on in two forms. If you have a piece of paper and pen, inshallah, that will be coming around, you can write it down, the questions. And whatever pertains to what we talked about, I prefer, please. So let's stick to the topic for now. If I did not answer your question as we go along, write it down as you go along, and I will get it in the end of the module. You don't want to write it down, you can simply raise your hand and ask the question, and we'll take it from there, inshallah. Okay. Any questions so far? We're good? All right. So, bismillah. The first thing, obviously, I'd like to hear from you is, what are your expectations? Why are you here today? I usually like to start with the sisters first. Why are you here, Ukhti? My husband is driving me nuts. I really want to get this guy in line. It's a time for me just to get away from home. Leave the kids behind. Anything? Why are you here? What are you expecting from this, Ukhti? From this workshop or this class? MashaAllah. To be an idol Muslim wife. MashaAllah. Very good. Brothers, why are you here, man? I just want to get married, man. Really. Here to see if it works. So, why are you here, man? What's the expectation? What do you want to learn or know? Go ahead.
To get some strategies to help have a better marriage, to get over obstacles.
MashaAllah. Very good. To get over hurdles or obstacles, to find solutions. Very good. MashaAllah. Remedies. Anything else, Ukhti? Okay, fair enough. At least I need to know where I'm here. It's there, inshallah. But the second thing is, what I'm expecting from you. I'm expecting from you to get your license. What I mean by that is very simple. In this country, in order for you to drive a car, you need to go get a book. Is that right? Study it. Then get it tested. You have to pass it. Then do that road test. Correct? Here in Australia also? Okay. Can you imagine you have to take a course, a book, read it, understand it, get tested, pass it, before you even get behind the wheel to be tested on the road? Can you imagine taking control of a family, making the most important decision in your life, without knowing what you're doing? That's how serious this is. Wallahi. Sometimes I get a couple in my office. They're so enthusiastic. They're gung-ho. Yeah, shit, we want to get married. We want to go. Okay, no problem. Two months later, I want to get divorced, man. I want to get First they say I do, then later on they say I don't. And I ask them why. He says, we have no idea what they were going into. So in another city that I was in before, so we had a mandatory course. And that's where this started, really. In another country, another city. Because we had so many issues, marital issues in the community. So we talked with the imams and said, let's not put out fires. Let's be proactive. This is what it really is. Being a proactive approach to a happy family, inshallah. So we came up with this process. Alhamdulillah, it was on TV, then put it on DVDs and so on. And we had to make sure that these people passed the test in order for them to get the marriage license. Now, one of the imams that we're actually confirmed this idea, that we'd be able to marry any of the brother or the sisters unless they actually go through this course, understand exactly what they're supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do, and then move on, inshallah. So this is what I'm expecting you to do, inshallah, at least for today, to have an idea what you're going into, inshallah. Okay. Phase number one, choosing your spouse. And this is what I call checkmate. But before I go into it, I'm going to give you a case study. Case study, which I will say a scenario, and then I will break it up for you. I want to make sure that at least you understand that this brother got my favorite drink already. Alhamdulillah, the aloe vera thingy. Since I'm not driving, it's legal. Alhamdulillah.
I'll get you
Nando's later. Inshallah. Australia rocks, man. So I'm going to read out a scenario, which is a work, a case study. And from there, I'm going to ask you to break up in groups, inshallah. I'll give you about 5 to 7 minutes. Then I will need a spokesperson from each group to give me what they learned from it, what they think, and what are the solutions and why this happened. And inshallah, we can be part of the solution of the problem. And the objectives, obviously, is the two conditions we are going to look for in a husband. And also, the four conditions of the wife. And there are other factors that you need to know. It's not just what we talked about last night. There's more. For example, the compatibility. And we'll talk about what compatibility is. And then we'll talk about the back home syndrome. To go back home or not to go back home. That is the question. And does it work? Does not work? What are the ratios? And so on. From the experience. And then we'll talk about the four-point method. It's impossible for you to make that very important decision in life without knowing the four-point method. Okay? We'll talk about that. Hopefully, inshallah, that will be the dividing factor for you to say yes or no. Not because she's got googly eyes and got all that stuff. Now, case study number one. I'm going to ask you a question before I go into this case study. What do you think that I mentioned last night, so you were listening, you will know the answer. What is the number one haq, number one right for your children upon you before you even, before they're born? Anybody know? Okay, go ahead. MashaAllah, you were listening, very good, Okay. Choosing the righteous spouse. That's how important it is. But you will see there's a lot more rights before they're born. There are rights before they're born, and there are rights after they're born. We won't cover everything, but at least we'll cover the most important, inshallah. So, the case study. I'm going to read out for you. Maryam and Khadija were having coffee. Maryam says, it was so embarrassing yesterday. Khadija asked me, what was so embarrassing? Maryam started telling her, The last night, her mom said, to her, it is time for you to get married. Her mom asked her, who was it she was looking for amongst friends? So she was looking among the cousins in the family. Her mom also mentioned a wealthy family friend who were looking for the bride for their son. Khadija asked if her mom mentioned anything about their deen and if they prayed. Maryam shrugged and the question off by saying, deen and praying is not important yet. It can come later as well as we get older. She mentioned what is important at this stage, this attraction and financial stability. Khadija is confused and she comes to you for advice. What would you say to Khadija? Nutshell, Khadija is looking for a husband. She's gotten the mom saying, you know what? These are the cuz. This is the guy with the looks and the money. The deen is not important and all that stuff. Now Khadija is confused. Khadija comes to you, Ukhti. What will you say to Khadija? Same with you, Ali. So from her, you have about 5 to 7 minutes. If I can ask maybe each row, fair enough, each row to become a group, or if not, then you can turn around one group and then you can discuss it. One spokesperson, inshallah, from each group to decide what would you tell Khadija, inshallah. Same thing, Ahi. You can either take one row at a time or one row turn around and become a group. You have 5 to 7 minutes to think about it.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
One more minute, gallery talks, and then we'll talk. Okay, time is up. Jazakumullah khair. I know that there's a lot of interest, but there's a few more things that we need to cover, inshallah. Very good. I certainly hope that you weren't talking about what are you going to cook tonight and who does your hair and all that stuff. I hope you were talking about what we're going to tell Khadija, inshallah. Okay, so you heard the case that's put in front of you, and now I want you to really think that Khadija has come to you confused. She doesn't know what to do. Now, any of the groups from the sisters, like to hear the sisters first, inshallah. If you're the one approached by Khadija, who, what did you tell her? Okay. Any group that's ready to talk? Go ahead.
Recently, thought that money and looks are temporal. However, And the last one is there's no guarantee that a guy would change. When they're excited to get married, they say lots of things. But once they're in the marriage,
they can't change. Very good. Sisters, they got pretty much right on the right track. Said that, you know, this stuff is temporary, but we'll find out. Is it really temporary? Is it important? Yes, not important. I'll tell you later. But what I'm doing right now is just raising flags. I want you to think about it. And I'm going to, you know, you ask yourself the same question. I don't have enough time to go through it over again. But if we ask the same question again after you learn, after we go through the module. So I ask you the same question. Here's what your initial answer is. And I wanted to ask you the same question again. Well, you should ask yourself the same question again after you learn what you learn. And see what your answer should be, inshallah. There are certain things that are practical. For example, you'll find out. These are things that are important. It may not be important for you as a fantasy man, but in real life, they are important. So we'll talk about that, okay. But thank you very much. Good input indeed. So said that you don't go for temporary stuff like looks and finance. You look at more of the religious aspect and so on. So, JazakAllah khair for your input. Any of the brothers want to go ahead?
We came up with 6 points as well. The first one was to make this be harder. The second was the second one was the Prophet's hadith. That then is the first one that people choose. The third point was where does his wealth come from? Is that halal? Is that haram? Is it illegal? Is it? The fourth point was the Khadija to speak to him with all respect, not to like shout or anything. The fifth point was if it was to lose his wealth, like maybe if she does get married to him for his wealth and that, what happens if he loses his wealth, his car, his house and that? The last one was that if he needs security not only in this life, but in the next as well.
MashaAllah. Very good, MashaAllah. Heard what he said. So there's some sort of commonality here, but they actually went a little bit ahead of me, and they talked about one of the 4 points before you make a decision, which was istikhara, which is, I'm very impressed that you actually brought that up. Very good. So we'll talk about that in the end. These are called the 4-point method. Cannot make your decision unless and until you make these 4 points, inshallah, that you have it under your belt. Awesome. So he went a little deeper, JazakAllah khair. Very good. Anybody else want to add anything that is not heard yet? Okay, go ahead, Akhi.
There's no doubt that the financial situation is important because the husband has to provide for his wife. But there's one ayah in the Quran that mentions, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So basically, in this ayah, more or less, it's saying that if you have taqwa in Allah, Allah will give you a way out and you'll provide for places that you don't know.
You heard the brother? So he says really that the ayah in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. It's true. You have taqwa, Allah will give you sustenance from a source that you did not expect, and will give you a way out from any hardship or difficulties that you're going to go through. Very good. There are verses there that actually says if he is fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sustenance. Allah promises three types of people that will be given provisions. One of them is the one that get married. If you want to get married, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, if you have the right intention, we'll get you the money. And the second is paying your debt. And the third is obviously performing hajj. So keep that in mind. Very good. So let's go through now the Quran and Sunnah, inshaAllah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ جَاءَكُمْ إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَبْنَ خُلُقُ وَدِينُ. Another one is أَمَانَةُ فَانْكِحُوا إِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ وَفَسَادٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُبِينٌ. Meaning, of those who come to you asking your daughter's hand in marriage, that have the khuluq, the behavior, moral conduct, and religious background, another narration, aman and trustworthiness, give them your daughter's hand in marriage, otherwise it will be a great trial of mischief upon the earth. This is in Ibn Majah, wa Tirmidhi, wa Hakim. Hasan, it's in sound tradition, inshallah. So this is one thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us for the sister to look for in a husband. And we explained it briefly about why is it so important. But I want to touch upon something that I didn't touch upon. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the salihin, that's righteousness, those righteous among the men, it is a criteria, ukhti, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that a few times in the Quran, those righteous for the righteous and so on. They were even dubbed for even prophets and messengers to be righteous. So it has to have the background of the righteousness in order for you to say yes to this man. Among the other issues that we need to talk about is that when a man has the khuluq, the akhlaq, as we mentioned, the woman is full of emotions. That you have to know how to deal with that. When Prophet Muhammad said, Rifqan bil qawarir, ya anjasha. There was a narration that one time they're coming back on the caravan and women were in the above the camels. And Anjasha had a beautiful voice among the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And he started to sing anashim, halal anashim. So the camel started to sway. Beautiful voice. So now the woman started to complain because it was a rough ride. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Anjasha, Rifqan bil qawarir, ya Anjasha. Take it easy on the qadura. What is qadura? A glass bottle. Meaning what? Fragile. It shatters. This is a woman of emotions. Not you think. So we'll talk about the language later, inshallah. But let's go through the criteria first. I certainly believe that choosing a spouse is number one on the list of successful marriage. Because that is a proactive approach. As opposed to find out later, like, yes, you'll change. And we'll talk about change later, if we have a chance. But do we really change? No. You're right. However, there are certain things that we'll talk about, the bag of you. This bag that comes with things that can be changed and things that cannot be changed. This is a built-in. Now, when it comes to the emotions itself, why akhlaq is so important? Why did Prophet Muhammad put so much emphasis on the akhlaq, especially for men? Because we're rough, tough, as you'll see later how we're built. And Prophet Muhammad, it is sufficient for us to know that we have to work on akhlaq, brother, especially. You're not off the hook yet, but I'm just talking now because I'm talking to you. The akhlaq, he said, Prophet ﷺ, أَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ مَجْلِسَ أَحَبُّكُمْ إِلَيَّ. The closest of you to me, to my heart, the most beloved amongst you, to me, and the closest to me in Jannah, who? أَحْسَنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best of you in manners and conducts. So actually, if you want to be close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, and you want to be the dear beloved to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, work on that akhlaq, your manners and your conduct and your behavior. So you cannot be dealing with her like you deal with your buddy. So inshallah, again, it's coming with the language. In that, importance of akhlaq also, I want to make sure that you understand. The reason for the ibadat, according to some of the narration, is the akhlaq. And some of it says the akhlaq is more important than the ibadat, the acts of worship. Why? If you go back into the verses that combine the akhlaq and the ibadah, you'll find out that the akhlaq came first. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he mentioned the both verses, both akhlaq and ibadah, one verse. He mentioned the ibadah first. That's Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined them in the same verse, akhlaq and ibadah, he put the akhlaq first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Allahumma ba'athihim rasulam minhum. That's Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. First he says, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. First teach them the kitab, Quran, hikmah, sunnah. And then يُزَكِّيهِمْ, تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ. This akhlaq in the matters. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about it in Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Jum'ah, you find out it says, يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. First tazkiyah, akhlaq in the matters. And then the book in the sunnah. Because if you don't have it, you'll see what happens. Go to the pillars of Islam. Go to the ibadat section of the five pillars. Let's take the salah first. Go to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. It's true. Indeed, the salah will ward you off to do evil deeds and transgression acts. So we say this is a ibadah. Salah is a ibadah. What is the outcome of the ibadah? The akhlaq. You get it? So the purpose of this was to keep you in line. And if I talk about that in itself, it's another lecture. When Prophet Muhammad saw a righteous sahabi that people complain about him, he says he drinks or he does that. He says, da'hu inna salata wa sanadha. Leave him. His prayer will ward him off. We'll get him back on track. So I want to give you something in the end as an example that you'll never forget, inshallah. But let's continue. What about the zakah? خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Why? Yes, تُطَهِرُهُمْ. Why? تُزَكِّيهِمْ. Correct. Purify them. تَزْكِيَة. تَزْكِيَة النَّفْسِ again. Purifies this illness of the heart. So the ibadah is the zakah. The akhlaq is the outcome. That you don't hoard this money. You become more jawad. Generous, kareem, akhlaq. See the akhlaq? What about sawm? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So what is the act of worship? Sawm. What is the illah? What is the reason? Taqwa. Taqwa is what? Akhlaq or ibadah? Akhlaq. Now, what about hajj? لَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. In Hajj, where everyone is there at the same time, I'm sure the brothers will take the group to Hajj, you know what I'm talking about. You have this human chain, right? Anybody in front of you, they'll just bulldoze, right? Now you have to restrain, akhlaq, ibadah, not even beginning of any intimate relations. No quarrels. You have to have patience, even though this is a importance of that ibadah. Now to put it all in a nutshell, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لُؤْتَمِمَ كَالَمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. One of the reasons that he was sent for what? To perfect the moral conduct. That's how important it is, this moral conduct, ya akhi. What about that woman that was a sahabiyya, كانت تذكر في المدينة. She was known amongst the sahaba in Medina. In Medina, this is the cream of the crop, the best of the best. Could you imagine you being in amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, and you're famous among the Sahaba? She used to do a lot of sadaqah, a lot of siyam, a lot of staying up at night. But when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that she was going to harm her, she harms her neighbors, what did she say? What did he say? It's okay, she does a lot of good deeds. He says, لا خير فيها هي في النار. There's no good in her, she's in the hellfire. We say, the scholars agree that it's not permanent because she says, لا إله إلا الله. I'm not going to go to the Aqidah of Fiqhish in the year after. But at least we know that she was not off the hook. Why? Because she did not understand the reason for the ibadah. She was doing what? Exercise. You understand, Akhi? So the moral conduct comes, this is the outcome. This is what you should be, your goal coming out. So now instead of the brothers just having the iddah, the miswak and the thingy and all that stuff, but they have terrible akhlaq. No, we should have the best, inshallah, the best of actions and deeds of the ibadah, and reflect that into it. The last example I'm going to give you, because it's that important. I want you to think about it. The ibadah has a name. The ibadah has a name. And it has a picture. And it has an outcome or a goal. So, for example, the ibadah, salah. The salah has that name. Here's the salah. Name of it is salah. And it has a picture. Here's what you do. And it has an outcome. What is the outcome? تَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Words off evil and transgression acts. To put it in a nutshell, I want you to think on the other side. Now, worldly means. You're going to take your son, your daughter to the zoo tomorrow. Okay? Yeah, honey, this is the first time. I'm going to take you to the zoo, so we're going to see a lion. So the lion has a name. Get it? And you draw a little cat with a little more hair, because you can't draw a lion. And this is that picture of the lion. But you didn't tell her or tell your son that what the lion does. Then you take him, you take your child to the zoo the following day. And then the zookeeper forgot to lock the gate. And then they look at you, lunch. Come closer. You want me to do that lion thing? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he goes, the lion. He pushes the gate, and now the lion is free. The question is, who will run first? You or your child? You. You're right. Why? Because you know what the lion is capable of and what the lion does. Your child doesn't know yet. He goes, big pretty cat. So do you understand that? You have to understand the akhlaq is the reason for the ibadah, and that's how important it is. You can't put enough emphasis, akhi, on the akhlaq, inshaAllah. Okay. Other things, inshaAllah, we talked about in the, briefly on the two, is that the background. We talked about it briefly. According to Muman Madhab, as we mentioned before, that if you don't pray, according to him, you're not a Muslim. So I want you to think about it. Okay, even though you have aqt, a contract in your hand, that in the sight of Allah you're not married. What does that mean? That every time you have an intimate relationship, ukhti, it's written down as a zina. You're committing adultery. What about your children? Can you imagine on judgment day your children will come and grab your neck and says, I am a illegitimate child. That's how serious this is, ukhti. If the man doesn't pray, if he doesn't fear Allah, will he fear Allah in dealing with you? Allahu Akbar. If he doesn't do the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray, can you imagine? Why is prayer so important? Why? Because the only ibadah that is a physical ibadah that no one will be able to make up for you after you die. That's the only ibadah that no one will be able to make up for you after you die. That means, if you die, somebody can make up hajj for you. Is that right? Yes. Somebody can pay sadaqah on your behalf, or the zakah. Can make sawm, yes, the hadith is authenticated. But can somebody pray on your behalf? No. Prophet Muhammad says that al-farq baynana, the difference between us and those who disbelieve, is what? Salah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ما سلككم في سقر, what put you here in سقر? And سقر is lower than Jahannam. Jahannam is the higher level, which is the lightest. By the time you go down one rank, 70 times hotter, by the way. Hum darajat in the heaven, and darakat in the hellfire. The lower you go, the most difficult, or hotter it is. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What put you in سَقَرْ? What was the first number one, what's the number one answer? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Allahu Akbar. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We were not among those who pray. And again, it's not our topic for prayer, but it is fit into the religious background. I know there are differences of opinions among the scholars, but I'm giving you a ukhti. Please, wallahi, when they come to the office, I've been doing counseling for over 20 years. And I mentioned it before. When the sister comes in, says he does this, he does that, he does that. Oh, how is akhlaq qutti? How is his religion? Nah, he doesn't have akhlaq, he doesn't have religion. Why did you say yes to this guy? And I mentioned, you see this ring, right? You see this hair? Oh, and I know what the, when I asked the person, okay, what are you looking for? And by the way, the proof of this is verse 60. The chapter is 60, verse is number 10. Al-Mumtahana. That there are not, the believing women cannot marry a disbelieving man. That's according to one level. I understand there's difference. But I mean, don't take a chance. If the qadah doesn't pray, Allah help you, Allah. Okay. So, in this topic, I want to talk about just to you now, for you, Ukhti. I know that you want this guy that's on the Harlequin cover, right? And this you've seen these movies. I know. Wallahi. They're human being too, man. Their emotions. They've been watching that stuff, right? So, you've seen this guy with the long hair, right? You've seen that guy with the vex? We're going like this, and the woman's going. That's what you want. I know that. Now, I have done weddings before that the wife asked for the guy to come on a white horse. It's true, and I've seen with my own eyes. I was there. The guy had to come on a white horse. Allah is kind. Okay, I'll have to go a little faster. Anyway, so without any further ado, please understand that when we know, Ukhti, that you have this fantasy guy, right? Because you've been watching this, Indian movie. Apparently, you lost one of your plants. You've been watching this Indian movie, right? What happens? It has to be a boy loves girl, girl loves boy, and father, da, 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 the villain. No, you can't marry this man because I reserved you for your cuz. Whatever. And then what happens? They elope. And all of a sudden the director gets you so involved in the movie, you're cheering for the girl. You go, girl. Run away from your father. Huh? It's haram of me. What are you doing? No, but you're so involved. You're cheering for her. Oh, this is so beautiful. So romantic. And all of a sudden, what happens? They meet each other in the middle of nowhere. Right? And behind absolutely nothing, it was clear skies. It has to rain because it makes it more effective, right? The rain falls. And again, all of a sudden, a tree comes in the center. And behind the tree, people dancing. There is a group of women. I have no idea where they came from. And then you want this. This is what you want. You want this love story, the guy coming and all that stuff. And of course, you want that guy on the white horse. But of course, the movie comes at what? In the slow motion, so the guy's coming. And the six pack and all that stuff. So we say to you, okay, please come down from Mars and look to your right. You won't find this guy. I'm gonna help you. So I guess the last thing I will talk about for the sisters, there's something called the building of dreams. The building of dreams. And this building was specifically there for a reason. So the first floor for the sisters, it says that there is a man in this floor that wants to get married. So sister goes, I want to get married. Alhamdulillah. But just before she enters, next to the elevator, there's a sign that says, on the second floor, there's a man that wants to get married and he's good looking. Second floor for sure. So I go to second floor just before I enter. Next again to the elevator, the sign. There's a man that wants to get married. He's good looking and rich. Ka-ching! I see dollar signs. And then again the fourth floor, man wants to get married. He's good looking. He's rich, but he's sensitive. I got the idea. Blah, 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 blah. And then after this, he wants children and all that batters up. And all of a sudden, you go to the penthouse and it says, this law was designated to prove that sisters will not stop looking for better things. just kidding. It's a bad joke. I'm going to go back. All I'm doing with feet is stick to the Quran and Sunnah. Show. What else is there? What else is there? Yes. Means. Means are important because we talked about it. What is number one reason for divorce? Financial. Statistics show that number one reason for divorce is lack of money. You know, because first you're in love, right? You said, honey, I love you. I don't want that fancy car. I don't want the big home. I want blah, 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 blah. And all that stuff. And after a while, you know, you can't live on love alone, so your tummy goes, feed me. So, get up, man. Go get some work. Get something. Feed us, man. So, finance is important. Prophet Muhammad says, huwa su'luk la ma'la la. Okay? Su'luk is insignificant, for the lack of better translation. He has no money. Okay? So brothers, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. Those who have the means, and among the means is money, then yeah, you're inshallah, you're deep. I'll come into you inshallah. The other ukhti is for appearance. You have that right. You have the right to have a good looking guy. Or at least that pleases you. You have that right. Believe it or not, it's there. And also, fertility. Why? The scholars actually say, among other factors of fertility, how do you know? It's not like I go trick and go test it and all that stuff. I'm just saying the family of that family is known to have a normal fertility history. Or the man that was married before, that is known that he has kids. Okay? If they have that right. Because otherwise, if it works the other way around, he has the right to marry... Did I say that out loud? We'll just talk about that later, inshallah. Just before I leave, so I can run. But you're the only way you have children, you have to divorce and marry another man, you see? So that's your right, inshallah, to make sure. And piety, of course, as we talked about, and a man came to Al-Hasan, he says, I have two people coming for, my asking for my daughter's hand, what do I do? He says, At-taqi, give her to the one that has taqwa. If he loves her, he will akramaha, he will be generous and kind to her. And if he doesn't, he will not oppress her. At least he will treat her with fairness, inshallah. And again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to a man that came, I have two men that come in to ask for my daughter's hand in marriage. One is poor, one is rich. He said, which one? He says, ma'a man hawaha. Where does her heart belong? Where does her heart belong? Is with the poor. Is in na'iyya al-hubb al-zawaj. The illness, the cure for this illness of love, marry her to the poor. See? So that's also, it's there. I'm not going to ask you to elaborate on more, inshallah. But when we hear the Abad Istajir last night, we says al-qawiyyul amin. Right? We said al-qawiyyul amin. Strength is not just physically ukhti, strength in psychological, intellectual, financial, religious, all that is strength in a man. Okay? Ameen, we know that you can trust your life with him, Mukhti. Can this man lead you to Jannah, inshallah? Or is he the one that leads you out of Jannah? Wal-iyadu billah to hellfire. This man, you have to have an amana. You are an amana in his hand, he has to be ameen. He has to be trustworthy. Trustworthy when it comes to that, inshallah. Now, this is the first segment. Just talking to the sisters. We may go over a little bit. We'll see. We'll play by ear, child. But I will leave you with the solutions. This is the first portion of that the first half. I will talk about the second time. But before I go, let us recap. Let us recap in the form of a questions and answers. And the competition is going to be again between the brothers and the sisters. Do we have the candy yet? No? Okay, I will give you an OU thing. But inshallah, hopefully we can have something for you in the end, inshallah. طيب. Sisters, what are the criteria? Give me just one. One criteria for a husband that you should look for.
Prayers,
very good. Akhi, what else is there? Akhlaq, mashallah. There were other factors I mentioned. Anything, Akhti? MashaAllah. Taqwa. Barakallahu feek. No problem. Yes, yes, Akhi?
The environment and family too.
Okay, that's coming on the other side. But that's okay. Yeah. Yes, Akhi?
The white horse.
The white horse. It's not upside the head or something. No, so free. Okay, white horse. Nice play. Nice play. Al-Mu'amala, mashallah. Okay, very good. Good treatment. Allah send you. Trustworthiness. Barakallahu fiqh. The sisters are killing you, man. Strength, mashallah. Very good. All right. So let's call it tie break. This, now we're tied. Now I have to have a tie break. See, this is like an excitement now. The tie break rule is very simple. I'll say a question. The first hand that is raised, I will stop. Either from the sisters or the brothers. They now own that question. You have to answer the question according to what you heard. I will not complete the question. So if you answer the question correct, you and your team win. But if you give me the wrong answer, the other team wins by default. So you may get beat up for it just if you're... So here's the question, inshallah. Here's the question. If you win this, you win the first segment. There's a few coming. Tie-break question is, what was the number one? Ah, he's right. He's right. Yeah. I was close. I know. I'm in trouble with sisters already. Taxi. It'll be made up, Shada. He's right. Number one reason for divorce was money. So, you know, the reason I mentioned that would be because I don't want you to think that money is not important. It is important. It's qawam. This is muqawamat al-hayat. It's among the reasons, the sustenance to be able to live. Okay? But we're not going to say, this is another full divorce about the Sunan Mamr and dowry and how much he usually will say, please, don't sell the woman, buy the man. Okay. When it comes to dowry and all that stuff, inshallah. Very good. That's the first portion. You guys, how are you feeling? You want to take a little break?
No.
You want to take? Okay. Fine. It's good. Inshallah. Case study number 2. That's coming to you. Inshallah. Alright. Now, Adam and Yahya are on their way back from work. Adam starts telling Yahya that he's ready to get married. And his mom has already got a list for him. Potential wives. You done that before? Yeah, go to home again. No. Just me, eh? I went back home and screw it happened. Adam asks Yahya if he knows anyone that he can recommend. Yahya tells him, bro, you should go back home and get married, as the women there are very obedient and will look after your home. I'm now, okay, good, good. I usually get like something on the knuckle at that time. Okay. Adam says, but Yahya, I want to get married to someone who is educated, speaks my language, and someone who will relate to me. To marry back home or not to marry back home, that is the question. So now, again, you will get 5 to 7 minutes to discuss this issue. What will you be? Yahya is giving advice. Adam is coming to you for advice. What do I do? What will you tell Yahya what to look for in a wife this time? Okay, you have 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to say two things.
I just want to come here. We had exactly the same discussion with my wife.
It's one of the reasons, really, I give case studies is to get you involved. and to make sure that at least I hear your thoughts, and then you can hear it yourself. And then after you learn what we're supposed to really do according to the Quran and Sunnah, you'll find out what train of thought you had, and then inshallah we can go back to the teaching, the Quran and Sunnah. Hopefully that would be the criteria for us to follow. Right. Now, the very simple question is, if Adam comes to you, you will be Yahya, what will you tell Adam to do? Again, I'd like to hear the sisters first, but inshallah, I'll take you on after. Go ahead, Ukhti.
Okay, so we were saying that to choose manners and deeming the most important, but we also think that it's better for Quran and Sunnah to marry from here is better, because under manners comes to think the same, to have the same language, to have the same custom, to have the same expectation. And also we were saying that if all the men, or if one person or one man marries from here, he's going to marry from overseas, he's going to marry the women here. That he has that problem. Sometimes when you marry from overseas, the religion is just part of the tradition, custom, it's not the real Quran and Sunnah. And Umar alayhi salam, said that marry from your own country.
Okay, mashallah. The sisters here are defending their territory, man. There you are. You can read that, eh? Very good. Jazakallah khair, Ukhti. I hope you listened to what you were saying, but I'll take this man on because this guy is like, gotta. He says, I have the number one answer. Everything else is irrelevant. Before this, nothing is important. So I'm really anxious to hear what this brother has to say.
Well, Sheikh, our number one point actually answers the sister's problem of before the brother's married overseas, then who's going to marry here? Well, our number one criteria is make sure the woman's okay with you having two wives.
No wonder you guys are not married yet. You want to get so many of the sisters saying, yeah, no problem. Okay, tell me the rest, man. You can make it up inshallah.
Well, that's the only point we have. I don't know if the brothers want to give me a hand either.
By the way, this is just conceived. They know who you are, so guess what? If you go knock on the door, they'll know who you are.
And he's married, by the way.
He is? Wow. Is that your wife? It sounded like your wife. I was afraid it sounded like my wife. She won't let me come to Australia anymore. Okay, man, go ahead. That's it?
No, well, for us, there is a few things. Pious friends, and certainly like a pious family. Yani, a family that, well, yeah, for the boys, it's usually the actual mother. So long as you're more or less you're on the same wavelength, you know, like you're always on the same wavelength. That's pretty much it.
MashaAllah. Zakallah khair. You know what? Inshallah, I'll take. You want to add some more actually what you haven't heard?
I'm 100% with him.
You're 100% with him. Just recognize his voice, Ukhti, just make sure. He's a good looking guy, by the way. He is looking. Okay,
good. Look, istikhara, obviously, like before the brother said. Another thing is when Umar said that, look for a girl from your own country or background. So, you know, our background, like we've been in, raised up in a Arab family, for example. They're from Lebanon, my friends, for example. So, you know, I'll be looking, if I'm used to that and been growing up in that, I might want to go to Lebanon, you know. So, or I'm being raised in Australia, so that's where, you know, you don't know if you want to be from Australia or nothing. That's another point. Secondly, is he looking for a lady? You have to look at a lady who's going to look after your home and children. So if it's just education you're looking for, then what, your wife, you're going to go to work, your wife's going to be at work, and when you have kids, she's going to look after your kids. So just to look into that too. So, and to look at her family also. And if she says yes to two wives, then there's no problem. Then my brother, because she says yes to anything.
Is that good? Any sisters want to add something? Okay. Yes, Ukhti, go ahead.
Overseas is called overseas for a reason. Overseas, it's not your home. So if you want someone from home, it's Australia, that's your home, not overseas.
Power their sisters! Right on, man. You were told, man. That's how they're rolling. Okay. Yes, Amin.
This is my opinion. You go to see. You find the wife there. Alright, you're born in Australia, she's born in Lebanon. Alright? Doesn't Akhle make a difference? The mentality where she's born? And your boss, see Australia, alright? You got that, yeah bro, man, being in Australia. And over there in Lebanon, she's got the
you know what I mean? I said to the brother, if your sister has that voice, don't marry her.
But doesn't it make a difference between mentality and akhlaq from if she's born? I've got a girl from here. Doesn't it make a difference if in Lebanon, look, happen to her, look,
it's coming up. Very good, mashallah. These points are very valid, guys. You want to add something to the system?
Sorry. There's a difference between a brother being in church for the deceased or a girl being in a man for the deceased. So the difference is that he is being in church for the deceased. And there's a difference. Because the rate of marriage divorce is definitely small when the man comes to the deceased. There's more chance of divorce and problems. Because he feels that he's the man of the house, and the girl has grown up here. She has knowledge of the country, knowledge of things, and he cannot be told like his wife. He feels that she's more superior than him by telling him that he's better to say.
So, very good point, Tawfiq. The alpha male syndrome, yeah, because it is true. Yeah, and then I won't be able to cover everything. Please forgive me. It really is. It's a full 2-day course. Actually, this thing is 2 days, 2 full days. But I'm just giving you a nutshell or sort of some of the important aspects of the child. The brother mentioned something that is actually is on the list later on, or another module. But he did mention something that is actually valid. If the brother is looking to marry more than one wife, he's right. As being proactive, if you want to marry more than one wife, then you should look for a sister that believes that that is the, or she thinks that that's the train of thought, because there's difference of opinions among the scholars, by the way. Because according to the verse, what did Allah start with?
Two.
He started with two. Matna wa tulat wa ruba, but it's not nine. Don't add them up, man. 2 plus 3 is 5, and 4 is 9. Matna wa tulat wa ruba. And then, says fa'in. This is ittifna. And if you're not, fawahida. Okay? So according to some of the opinions of the scholars, that is the origin of it. Okay? That's the sunnah. So if you want to marry more than one wife, then you should be looking for a sister that believes that that's the origin and has no problem with that. But please don't look for a sister that doesn't believe that. And later on, tell her, you know what, here's what I'm doing, because I've been through this. Okay. I guess I'm winning some points back.
So you're saying that the origin is to them?
I believe...
Just before I start clapping,
you know? But anyway, I can take a plane and leave. I don't have to. I'm not here, so I can talk for you. Okay. Yes, Sophie?
I'm just going to make a point that was made in the lecture I was listening to, was that even though men can marry in 2s and 3s and 4s, and no believing woman should deny that, Islam is the only religion that says one is better for you.
Okay. No problem, Dufti. It's a free country. Yes, Dufti, go ahead.
Another thing is that, okay, it is right that, you know, guys can marry one wife, but if they can't raise one family and take care of one wife, why would you
move on?
And then
I give
her virtue.
Absolutely. And I mean, if we talk about, this is another one. We're doing the right thing. I won't be able to get there. But when I talk about duties, I don't talk about rights. Because when you go into rights, it's like a court case, right? What is my right? No. I say, what's your duty? Because if you do your duty, you will automatically get your right. So when I talk about this, ukhti, I talk about what is the difference between adl, there's a difference, and insaf. There's a major difference between being just and being fair. Meaning equality. For example, I'll just give you one. And by the way, I know some sisters, I've met, these are personal experience. A sister came and told me that I want my husband to marry my other friend, and she was going to marry. They're not yet married. Okay, it's true. One sister came to me and says, "But I don't know how to relate to my husband. She believes in more than one wife." And the brother said, "Where is that sister?" So it does exist. I'm just saying. But I know a brother that did it without having this. He's having a miserable life because he didn't do his homework. You understand? So please be careful. Don't break a marriage or break a home to build another home. Not very smart. So I'm just saying, from 20 years of experience having to deal with these issues as counselors. Okay? So I'm just giving you the bottom line, guys. You can take it, you don't have to take it. It's totally up to you. However, it does exist, Ufti, and it does happen. But let me explain it quickly. What is most people think that if you have a wife, like more than one wife, you have to give her, you know, you can never be fair. So let's talk about equality and justice or fairness. What is adl and musawa? Major difference between adl and musawa. For example, you have more than one wife. So you're supposed to give, if you give this dress, you give her a dress. But it says, وَلَن تَعْدِلُ You will not be able to be just, even if you were careful. وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ What the explanation says, if you have more than one wife, what happens? If you're, you know, have one wife that is, you know, thin, eats salad, and drinks water. So you give her a dress, she's nice, a size 6. And the other sister, you know, mashallah, chocolate, pizza, and all that stuff. You have to give her size 13. So that's not, if you're being fair, that's a bigger dress. Or another one is what? She has one child, the other one has 3. If you give her $100 a week, then you have to give the $100. Is that fair?
No.
It's not fair. It's equal, but it's not fair. Do you understand now what the meaning of وَلَن تَعْدِلُ? You will never be able to be fair, to be equal, but you can be just. And even in the nights of the when you spend, and even things that you cannot control, like what? Like your heart. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says that. He says, here's what I have control over, O Allah. But don't hold me accountable of that which I have no control over and you have control over. Which means what? His heart, his love to Aisha. You understand? So that's the difference of the Wallahu A'lam. However, inshallah, there are criteria back in here, inshallah. In Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the hadith is 5090 and Muslim 1466, just if you want to. It is Prophet Muhammad mentioned 4 criteria. I talked about them last night. Who can remind me what the 4 criteria were? Nada. Yes, okay?
Well.
Okay, now I can start. But this is going to be hazardous to your health. Okay. My eyes. So I don't want any lawsuits here, inshallah. But good for you, mashallah. So we said, you know, yes, wealth is important. You know, lineage, the family, the environment, beauty and religion. And I've given you an example, a visual. Remember the visual? Please don't forget this visual. On the list of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, number one, is religion. She's beautiful, she's a 10. Remember that, add a 0. She has money, that's 100%. Add another 0. If she's coming from a good family, an upbringing, environment, another 0. That's 1,000. Take away the religion, you got 3 zeros, man. 3 zeros, you got nothing to show for. 10 that you lack, 2 interpretation. التسقت يدك بالتراب, your hand will touch dust. Meaning, if you take that, one interpretation. If you take the owner of religion, this is prosperity, a sign of prosperity. Other interpretation, if you don't take that, sign of the woman of religion background, your hand will touch dust, meaning will lose all worldly possession. You understand? 2 interpretations for the hadith. Wallahu a'lam. So this is one of the things, brothers, please make sure to understand. It's crucial for you before you make that decision. It's just the 4 criteria, but there's more, inshallah. Now, we said that even it's mentioned that the dunya, that this woman is mata', mata'. Even Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, Allah, says this mata', is beautiful. What is mata'? Anything that it is a pleasurable or anything that you get joy for in this life is called mata'. وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة. You know that, mashallah, the best thing that you can enjoy in this life is the righteous life. What about the interpretation of the ayah? رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. What is the interpretation? Oh Allah, give us the best in this dunya, and the best in the hereafter, and distance us from the hellfire. Keep us away from the hellfire. Some of the interpretation is the best in this dunya is the mar'a salihah. The best in this dunya is the mar'a salihah, inshaAllah. طيب. Again, is also mentioned as treasure. She's kenz, a treasure in this life. And also, you have that right of fertility. تزوج الولود الودود. إني مباهب بكم الأمم يوم القيامة. إذا نظرت إليها سرك وإذا مرها أتعبك أو حصلت وإذا أعجبت عنها حصلت في أهلك ومالك. Look, when you look at her, it pleases you. She pleases you. Okay? Right? And she's fertile. Wadud. Walud, fertile, she bores children. Wadud, she comes to you in love and compassion. And if you see her, she pleases you. And if you give her a command, she obeys. In the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you travel, you go away, she protects her chastity and your wealth. Meaning whatever it is, her positions, inshaAllah. Among those. طيب. And one of the hadith mentioned as being a virgin. Meaning, is being playful. Because it's the first time, I'm not saying if she's not and you can't. I'm just saying these are criteria. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're off the, that's it. You're off. But if a married man married before, you can marry a woman that married before. That's fine. This is called compatibility. Takafu, as you will see, inshallah. Same thing, by the way, when it comes to compatibility. New Muslims, I recommend for them to marry new Muslims. But doesn't mean that they cannot do everything else other than that. What happens is the sister becomes a Muslim. She marries brother Mo. And I mean that, Mo. His name is Muhammad, but he calls himself Mo. What am I saying? He's not that religious. Okay, but he just wants a sister for other reasons. Now the sister is committed to Islam. She learns, she becomes more religious than Mo. You're right. She's telling him, you know Mo. Hey bro, what happened to the Three Stooges, man? What happened to the rest? And so on. She says, she's telling them about the religion of Islam. You're doing this wrong. We're supposed to do that. The brother gets offended. The alpha male syndrome of people. He gets offended. He goes, nah, you know this? I was born in this. I know more than you were even born. Then problem starts. That's why I'm saying compatibility is even in that. In the religious backgrounds. Something that is according to your comfort zone. Now, in 101, let me explain that one. As I mentioned to you, the 1001. But what is number one? We mentioned according to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is religion. But the Hajj al-Asqalani, as I mentioned briefly last night, he says first thing you look for in a wife is what? Beauty. You're right. Why? Is he going against the hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No. He explains. You cannot ask for a religion first. Because if her religion is good, then she's not beautiful, you're going to say no. But that means you're refusing religion. So he says, first look for her beauty. If you like her beauty, then you can continue on. If she has the religion, move on. If she doesn't have it, then you did not refuse the religion. You understand, Rukhti? Okay, that's important. Now, regarding the wife. If these criteria are in the wife-to-be, run! Run, forest, run! Abandon ship, jump! Okay? وَلَا تَتَزَوَّجُوا الْغَضُوبِ الْقَطُوبِ الْلَفُوتِ الْحَنَّانَ الْأَنَّانَ الْمَنَّانَ. Six criteria. What is that, man? Fantasy? Gibberish? What is that? Let's explain. الْغَضُوبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الْغَضَبِ. Lisa, I'm saying this, Ukhti, because if you have it, try to get rid of it. I'm telling this man not to look for this woman. But if it's in you, some things you can change, some things you can't. So whatever I'm talking about, if it's negative, turn it into positive. How do you turn a negative into positive? Get away from it. Okay? So you always think on the positive side. Don't be offended. It's nothing personal. I don't know you. Don't marry the one, Ghadub. She gets angry all the time. She's angry all miserable all the time. Al-Qatub. You know what Qatub means? You know that 110, 111, you know the three dashes here? Frowning. That's it. Hi, Yanni. Am I in trouble again? And so on. You come in with the two nice bags of fruit, flowers. Which is, Yamagabal Gurab Lomu. Egyptian cook. So she's like this, Agnes, she's got all that. And the other one is Lafoot. You know what Lafoot is?
Yeah.
You know, she's got that radar eyes. What is she doing? She's comparing you to the other brothers. Right? Oh, that guy's got hair. What happened to your hair? Those receding hairlines. This is what the kids have. Those kids are driving me nuts. That's how you lose the hair, by the way. Receding hairlines. She's not comparing to this guy. This guy is working out. He's been pumping iron. My man. And she looks at you and goes, good, good for douche last night, man. Oh, really good. She starts to compare you to others and then you get insecure. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَاصَرَاتِ الطَّرْفِ Among the... Did I say that out loud? As soon as I say it, I get in trouble again. But then again, I can travel. And this is the whole neat thing about Australia. Even the characteristics of Hurrain, the maidens, so the big, beautiful, black-eyed woman, that will be your servants, by the way, and you will be 70 times more beautiful than they are. You will be the queen of the castle. That's true. Okay? Before you hit anything, don't give me this, by the way. That's the theories. So even Allah says, قَاصِرَاتِ الطَّرْفِ, they will lower their gaze. My Arbush, this is Sayyid. That's it. They only know you. They don't compare you with anybody else. SubhanAllah. Okay. So, and same for you, inshallah, we'll talk about it next year when I come back. Now, Al-Hannana, Al-Annana, Al-Mannana. Al-Hannana, Tahundu liman qablik. If she was married before, she had a crush on somebody before, it will always be in the back of her mind. You know, she will be calling you, hey Abdullah, but my name is Muhammad. Oh, I mean, yes, Muhammad. Al-Annana, min kafirat al-Anin. Aya batni, aya wirki, aya kidni, aya kulli haga, aya mali. She complains about everything. And Al-Mannana, tamunnu alayka bin ni'ma. If it wasn't for me, it was this. If it wasn't my father, you wouldn't have got the job. If it wasn't for my blah, blah, blah. The same thing, ukhti, as you were talking about. Okay? She's reminding you of the favors that she's done upon you. These are the things that you stay away from, inshallah. Now again, as the builds of dream, the building of dreams also is there with the brothers. The brothers is, I mentioned that in Melbourne. I said, when I asked the brother, what are you looking for, man? He says, أُرِيدُهَا بَيْضَاءُ طَوِيلًا شَعْرُهَا نَاعِمْ غَيْرُ مُتَجَعِدٍ لَوْنُهَا مُتَجَدِّدٍ إِذَا رَأَيْتُهَا مِنْ بَعِيدٍ حَسِبْتُهَا جَمِيلًا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُهَا مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فكانت فقيرة كانت غنية ثم افتقرت فعندها عز الغنى وذل الفقر تعطف على الصغار وذل الأكبار وذل الأكبار. He says, I want her to be tall, white and beautiful. She has a different color for the night and the afternoon and the day. Her hair is a... وَصَوْتُهَا كَالْبَلَابِلْ وَصِحْرُهَا سِحْلِ بَابِلْ. Her beauty and beautiful words of the beautiful birds and her... She's got this magic about her and her hair has different blah, blah, blah. And she comes in from afar, you think she's beautiful. When she comes close, she's even more beautiful. She's kind to the gentle with the young. She's good with the... old, and she's kind to the neighbor. She's got a long list. So, you know, Khattan, you know what? He says, Wallahi, law ra'ayna imra'a mithlaha la bay'naha 'ala al-khilafa. Which means, he says, if you find this woman, we would make her Amir al-Mu'mineen. We would make the comment, you go, because they were asking for the impossible, man. And when I look at the brother, I go, you're asking for all this stuff? Yes, you do. I go, did you look at yourself in the mirror? Did you? He said, you want all this stuff? And well, the brother looks like this. Allahu Akbar. So we have to also come back to earth, as we mentioned as well. But yeah, lastly, regarding when the back home, we talked about compatibility. We're talking intellectually, financially, morally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, and environmentally. I'm not saying back home syndrome doesn't work. It does work. But according to this poor slave of Allah, the experience, the ratio, and doesn't work is higher than does work. I'm not saying it doesn't work, and I'm not asking you not to do it, but I'm asking you to do your homework well before you take that woman here or you take that man here. And I can tell you, especially men, and the sister is absolutely right. When the men come here, what do they look for in the first thing?
Visa.
You got it. That's true. They don't have papers, they want to come out here because they have nothing. Over there, they can't make ends meet, so they come, find me a wife. As soon as the brother says that, man, I go, I'm sorry, I will not even help you. Because I know your intention. Your intention is here to get the paper, I'm sorry. You have to find somebody else. And it doesn't work. I've seen in so many, the brothers come in here, get married after they get their visa. Thank you, have a good life. So I'm just saying, be careful, akhi. And be careful, akhi. Because I know it's there, in the back of the mind, it does happen, inshallah. So I will give you the 4-point method. This puts everything in perspective now, inshallah. Then we can take a break. The 4-point method is very simple. Istishara, istikhara, azm, and tawakkul. Okay?
Chef, English, please?
Yep, inshallah. Istishara means consult. Consult. Do your homework, and I'll give you the example in fully. So you're consulting, you're asking. Second, istikhara. Meaning, you'll be praying 2 rak'at, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose what's best for you. And I will explain it, inshallah. Number 3, azm is determination. Number 4, tawakkul, putting your trust in Allah. Okay, let me explain it. Here's how I operate, and I'm going to give you the same recommendation. Back in Canada, my wife and I, we tag team. We help the brothers and the sisters, those who want to get married. And I ask the brothers, anybody wants to get married, they get in touch with me. They send me an email with what they're looking for in a wife and who they are. So everything that they will be asked about. And give me a picture. And I asked the sisters to get in touch with my wife. They sent her on her email list, same thing, with a picture. We try our best to find a suitable match. And if we do, the sister will know absolutely nothing about it. Nothing. We tell the brother to go see that sister when she's walking with her family, or going to work, or going to school, whatever. He has to see the sister. That's the sunnah. Prophet says, "Hey, Kitty, how you doing? Have you seen?" She said, "No, I haven't." Just go see her. Go see her. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ gave a command to the Sahabi, go back and see her. Maybe you'll see something that will make this love and attraction between the two of you. So it's a ru'ya shar'iyya, akhi. You can see this, lawful. So please, don't tell me, I didn't see my wife on the wedding night, go, ah! I don't mean to offend anyone, I don't know you. I'm just telling you, it's the sunnah that you have to see your wife beforehand. It is not a chef al surprise. It is not, your mom calls him from back home, as we call it. Son, go pick up your wife, she's coming in an airplane, blah, 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 blah. It's like you don't have to sign in for a parcel, akhi. It's not that. A lot more to it than that. So make sure that you do this, inshallah. So you do your homework. You see, when I tell the brothers, go ahead, see the sister. Why? Number one, as we mentioned, Hajar Asqalani explaining the hadith, the first you have to be attracted to her. Why? Because you're physically based. She's emotionally based. And that's the next module, inshallah, coming up. So you have to be attracted to that. As we mentioned, that a man will learn to love the woman they're attracted to, and the woman will learn to be attracted to the man they love. Remember that. It is important to understand that you work on the senses of thee. This man is a... his senses, work on the senses. Eyes, ears, mouth. All the senses. If you know what I'm talking about. This how to win this man. Work on the senses. And there's a letter that comes from a mother that talks about that. Now, when the brother sees a sister going, or whatever, work or family or masjid or anything, he sees what he likes. He likes what he... It's no problem. He starts to ask about her background. What is she like? What's her moral conduct? How does she do with this? And he asks about the family. He asks about everything. Everything is coming back as a green light. You see, he likes what he sees. Every question is coming back answered on a green light. Then, he doesn't know what's in her heart. He doesn't know what's hidden, and he doesn't know what's in the future. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows what's hidden, what's in her heart, and what's in the future. She prayed two rak'at istikhara with that intention. And there's no limit, by the way, to the istikhara. And you don't have to see something in a dream. It's not authenticated. However, if you go ahead, if things are very smooth, rak'at Allah, go ahead. If things are very difficult, abandon ship. Okay? That's number two. Number three, if the istikhara is coming back as a green light with the brother, I go, that's when you actually go ahead, determine that I'm going to marry this sister, everything is coming back as a green light. Determination, go ahead. So what do you do? Go ask for hand in marriage properly, man. Not go ahead and behind people's back and as we talked about, my intention is to marry the sister, but I want to make sure. No, man, there's halal and haram in Islam. There's no boyfriend and girlfriend in Islam. So do this right. Because I've known a couple that get divorced after they get married because the sister couldn't forget that they had an illegitimate relationship before they get married. She couldn't respect that man anymore. And that man that's trying to take you for a ride, Ghafi, is not the man that you trust to be your husband. And we mentioned Amana. Remember the Amana criteria? How could he be Amin if he's actually trying to do these things behind your father's back? Okay? So be careful. Don't be an easy bait. Now, Akhi, when it comes to that, fourth one, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you and everything is done, you put your trust in Allah. Go ahead. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong if you make istikhara and istikhara, inshaAllah. But if you go against istikhara, the scholars warn you, a severe warning. If you ask Allah and Allah gives you the answer, and then you say, I'm going to do according to my own whims and desires, you'll pay a big price. I'm warning you, brothers. Do not go against istikhara. Don't. Same with the ukhti. You also have to do istikhara. Inshallah. So these are the four points, inshallah. Istishara, istikhara. So you consult and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the green light's coming. Determination, azm. And then tawakkal, khalas. Go ahead, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make sure that you do the right thing, inshallah. Now, this brings us to the last portion of this, which is the competition portion. Let's see now if you were listening. Now, I'm going to ask the sisters first this time, inshallah. Sisters, give me one criteria again for the brother to look for in a wife. Go ahead, Ukhti.
Respect.
Respect. Okay, it's not on the list, but I'll give you that. Do I have a volunteer, maybe a young girl, to come and start passing? Okay, here you go, honey. It's for that sister. Brothers, give me one criteria you look for in a wife. You look for in a wife. You actually, this is what you want the wife to have.
Beauty.
Yes, Akhi, in the back?
Yes, in the back.
Looks, you're right. Okay, you're okay with that? Okay. Sisters, what other criteria? Go ahead, Akhi. MashaAllah, very good. Is it okay to throw it now and there? Okay, the sister give the... Thank you, okay. Very nice. وَالْعَامِلُونَ عَلَيْهَا. This is for you, okay? Or you choose after. After you finish, you choose one. Whatever color you like. Brothers, there's more. Yes, Akhi?
You choose one. Pick one, honey. This matches your dress.
Yeah,
go ahead. This one?
Oh, it's so polite. You just pointed. Very nice. What's your name?
Zainab.
Are you married yet?
Too early for you, though?
Yes, Akhi, go ahead.
Don't be stubborn.
Don't be stubborn. Okay, man.
I don't want
to. Are you sure? Okay. All right, sisters. Okay.
Very good, Tufti. That one I can afford it.
Very good, Tufti. I'll come back with you. Yes, Akhi?
To be close to Allah.
To be close to Allah, so have that religious background. Very good. Number one on the answer. Yes, Ukhti, go ahead. Al-Walud al-Wadud, mashaAllah. Ukhti, here you go.
JazakAllah khayran.
Very good. Al-Walud al-Wadud. Yes, Ukhti, go ahead.
Family.
Family, mashaAllah. Because the environment. Blue for boys, is it good? Hi. Oh, nice catch, man. All right, sisters. Yes, Ukhti. MashaAllah. Very good. Is this good for you, Ukhti? Okay. Here you go, honey. You want, you can give it to her. Yes, my brother?
Lowers her gaze.
Lowers her gaze, mashaAllah, man. Good, mashaAllah. Yes, Ukhti? Patience. Allahu Akbar. Very good, mashaAllah. Okay, leave the blue for the... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not prejudiced. This is not a sexual thing. Yes, yes, Ukhti? Comes from a good family, okay? You just want the lollipop. It was sent before. Come on. Yes, <okay. laughs> I'm sorry, these guys are rowdy. Affection and compassion. Yeah, very good. So this one goes to that sister, and that one goes to the back. Sister in the back. Yes, my brother in the back. Haya. Okay, mashallah. He's right in the back, man. Pass it on, man. Pass it on. Pass it on. Forget it. Find the speakers. Very good. Okay, any more? Yes? Sorry? Not a wing. Is that an Australian thing? Not a wing jump. No complaints. What do you call that? Wing jump? I'm going to have to write this down. This is Australian lingo. Sorry, Afia, I apologize. It was actually the wrong way. Sorry. Okay, somebody hasn't said anything yet. Good. Right on. Virtue of chastity. Very good. Okay, a tie break. Mashallah. Okay, fair enough. Okay, there's more. Right on. Hanana, you're right. Very good. Who hasn't said anything yet? Who hasn't? You haven't said anything yet.
Memorize more Quran,
mashallah. Allah, you think of head. Do you memorize Quran, Ahi? Mashallah. Love, just mashallah. Beautiful. Any more of the sister side? Okay, up to you, go ahead. Right on. Very good. All right, you're good? Okay, it's right here just in case.
Go ahead.
What? You haven't said anything? Go ahead, Ahi.
Compatibility,
my man. Right on. Very good. Okay, that's good, mashallah. Very good. Alhamdulillah, because we're running out of time. I need to get to the other side. Okay, now a tie-break question. You know the rules by now. You raise your hand, you own the question. I won't complete it. You give me the right answer, you and your team win. If you give me the wrong answer, the other team wins by default. Let me think about something. All right. This is going to be a tricky question, so be careful. I'll be honest, inshallah, in my India, on the answer, okay? All right, here we go. The tie-break question is, what is... No! Hey, the sister's win. I was going to say what was number one on the list of...
money, you've already said this before, money.
No, that was on the sister's side. Beauty is right, that's right. So the sisters, I'm sorry, man, but I know you had a chance, mashallah, I applaud your commitment and bravery. Now you can beat them up, guys. Go ahead. All right, now we'll take a break, inshallah. How much time do you need? 10 minutes? Okay, 10 minute break and we'll come back and sing the second segment, inshallah. Zakumullah khairan, subhanakallah, my name is whatever.
Brothers, the tea coffee, inshallah, is downstairs for the brothers, and for the sisters, it's up here, inshallah. So can all the brothers go downstairs so the sisters can have their own time, inshallah.
Mr. Malas, I'm Malas.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you. I don't think so.
No.
I'm
I won't be able to go through the whole thing, but at least I will get you the most important part, inshallah. I've received a lot of questions, a lot of comments. Really, if it's not in here, I'm more than happy to take your questions, and hopefully by the end, we'll have an open discussion and questions and answer period, inshallah. But please understand that this is a 2 full-day course, 2 full days. Okay? So I'm giving you what I think is, in a nutshell, one of the most important pillars, inshallah, that you need to arm yourself. First, the beginning. The beginning is the most important, as we mentioned, because it's being a proactive approach. You don't have to put out the fires. You have to make sure prevention is better than cure. So that's the reason we talked about. The most important part is choosing a spouse. So you don't have to worry about it. You choose right, you have a better plan, inshallah. However, the mistake is, if the sister gets married to a brother that has a beard, or the brother who gets married to a sister that has a hijab, he says, that's it. They're an angel. Is it true? No. Impossible. They're a human being, akhi. Not because sister has a hijab, not the brother because there's a beard, that's it. They're religious. He can make no mistake, or they have a halo on their head. No, that's not the case. We're human beings just like everybody else. So please understand that deal with them accordingly, inshallah. This second phase is called Roadmap to Happy Beginning. And that's really the promotion. You were single, now you got promoted. You're getting married. I won't be able to go through that. What is the rules of engagement? What is the, all that stuff? I usually talk about how to handle this period. Going into that wedding ceremony. And then, I will take you to the end of it, forgive me, because I need to cover another phase. To understand the difference between the two, which I believe is another key for a happy marriage. You have to understand the differences. So I'm going to spend a little more time on this. So I want you to understand. You've been promoted, alhamdulillah, you found your better half, you're getting married. My advice to you in a nutshell, when it comes to the weddings, please don't put your savings, your life savings into the wedding. Because you're going to end up with a shaky start. As we know now, that one of the reasons of divorce, number one, is the financial. So if you try to please people, which is impossible by the way, okay? Because I know some of the brothers, usually I deal a lot more with the, in the other side, that they have, what do they have? They have, nikah ni'mah, they have rukhsati, they have bankruptcy, they have, they have so many, engagements and so many weddings, so many events for the same wedding. They have like 4 at least. Yeah. So much money, the brother is in debt. How could you start your life shaky foundation? So I'm asking you for the sake of Allah. Don't try to impress people. Because you will never impress people. They will always tell you, you spend too much money, that's mubadir. You're extravagant. Or you're stingy, man. Gilda, bakhila, Allah. Whatever. So please, Allah. Okay? And please understand that when you go into the wedding factor, You know what happens? Sometimes I go to weddings and it's a miracle. I'll just tell you. And I know this from Baba Ali, let's say, okay? So they call this the converted hijab, right? So I go into the wedding, and the sisters are not wearing hijab. They have this shawl, beautiful shawl, on their shoulders. And of course, apparently it's a must for us to start our weddings with A'udhu billahi minash shaitan, al-Qur'an, right? So what happens? The sisters go with that, as soon as the hijab. It's a miracle! Allahu Akbar! The sisters became muhajjah! The power of the Qur'an, that's amazing! But the brothers said, Sadaq Allahu al-Azim, what happened? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, what happened, man? I said, apparently you have to wear hijab only for the Qur'an. I have been to weddings like this, so apparently, hopefully it's not. I'm just giving you three quickly, inshallah. Now, after the wedding, you're done, blah blah blah, and all that stuff. How many brothers know the etiquettes and the sunan before you enter your home? What you do when you enter your home? What you do before you do anything? Who's read Tuhfat al-Arus? MashaAllah, okay, good for you, man. One brother. Alright. So I'm going to give you in a nutshell, because I don't really have enough time to go into this. Now, the one thing you want to do, akhi, is when you finish the wedding, please do not carry your wife and you know. No, you don't need to do that. But you need, however, to say the adhkar. Okay? Before you enter your home, you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-makhraj, khayra al-mawlij, bismillah wa lajna, bismillah kharajna, wa Allah rabbana tawakkalna. It's a dua. Okay, but I'm not going to translate it, nor that I'm going to tell you to memorize it for now. But what I'm going to ask you to do is look for a small black booklet called Hisn al-Muslim, Fortress of a Muslim. All the adhriya and the adhkar and all that stuff is in there. This is before you enter your home. Before you enter your home, you're supposed to say this dhikr, this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when you open the door, you say Bismillah, enter with which foot? Right foot, mashallah. What do you say when you enter? Bismillah, assalamu alaykum. That's Bismillah, wa alaykum, bismillah, rajah, that's another, that's before you enter. Now you're entering, you say Bismillah, assalamu alaykum. Why? Why do you say Bismillah? Why do you say assalamu alaykum? Right on, mashallah. First thing, you say Bismillah. Jinn says, I can't stay here. Because I can't stay, it says Bismillah. Salaamu alaykum to whom? Right on. The movement now, that some of you may have nightmares. Really, I'm living around these people. So you say Bismillah, salaamu alaykum. That's the first thing. Right. Now you enter your home. What do you do with the first thing? Allah, you see the khair, mashallah, but this time. Most of us go, what do you mean? I've been waiting for 25 years, man. You know what, man? The first thing you do, 2 rak'at. You're right. You pray 2 rak'at. Why? You're declaring that this home is built to be a mu'min, a Muslim home. This is, you'll be Abd al-Rahman, not Abd al-Shaytan. You're declaring that this home is going to be established on what? On the pillars of Islam, you're going to go according to the Quran and Sunnah. This is a Muslim home. So you're going to show that you are thankful to Allah that He gave you this righteous wife. So you're thanking Him, Allah. You start your life with a ibadah. 2 rak'at. Who leads? You, man, are you thinking? You. Why? I'm the man. It's qawama, ya akhi. Establishing the qawama, brother. The sister will not go down unless you say Allahu Akbar. The sister will not come up unless you say Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Do you understand? Establishing the qawama. Bukhti, before you get to all, you know, title. It's not this poor slave of Allah, Ukhti. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a problem with that, on judgment they say, I didn't like this rule. You understand? Okay, so let me give you the proof. The proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him accountable on judgment day for the qawama, not you. You're not off the hook yet. Kullukum ra'in. You are also responsible. But the end is whom? He. Why? Go to Surah Taha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Adam and Eve, He says, فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا Oh, that's not in the dual tense, right? He was talking to Adam and Eve. But when he held one person accountable, who did he held accountable? Adam, you're right. Where's the proof? فَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. That's your proof, Ukhti. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held Adam accountable. Not Eve, according to other faith, other ways of life, which we'll not go into. They actually hold Eve accountable. Do you understand? Right. So now, Akhi, this is what you want to do. I don't have enough time to go in all the details. Please forgive me. Now, after this, the two rak'at, what do you do? MashaAllah. Good for, oh, that's a season. So my sister, she's got the spirit. May Allah bless you, Akhi. That's your right. But he's like, good? I was like, what do you mean? Pray two rak'at, but what else you want, blood? I mean that in the most. What shade of red am I now? Take that one out of there, man. We're going to cut that baby out of there.
Taxi.
Okay, taxi is right. No, it's just a saying we say back home in Canada, just because it's something asking for the impossible. Now, what I'm asking you to do is do dua, just like the sister said. It's true. You place your right hand on her forehead and you grab her bangs.
The fringe.
Excuse me, mom. Because I don't know if it means apparently here in Australia, fringe. Grab her fringe, okay, man? Don't grab her bangs. Apparently, it's, what does it mean here? Anything bad?
Fringe.
Okay, fringe. Grab the fringe. Thank you. You know that hair that I don't have anymore. And you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayriha wa khayri ma jubilat alayk aw ma jabaltahu alayk wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma jubilat alayk aw jabaltahu alayk. Oh Allah, I ask you the best of her, the best that was created for, moral conduct. And I seek refuge in you from that evil of her, the evil of that she was created for. Do you understand, akhi, these are dua. You have to do your homework beforehand. And that's it, you're ready? You have to say another dua. And by the way, that's every time. اللهم اجنبنا الشيطان واجنبنا